Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Rambling Ranchers, Mr. Logan Confer, and Miss Carolyn Winger. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Good.
Good. You guys, you're Mr. and Miss 4-H for Franklin County, right? That's cool. Yes. So what'd you have to do to get to that?
We had to go through an interview process and we had to fill out paperwork.
We had to fill out an application and then write a one-page paper saying why we wanted to and what we planned on doing during our term. And then we went through an interview process before we got selected.
Okay, cool. So what did you say you were going to do for this term?
I was going to help improve the 4-H program and help all the little kids to make the show ring a better place.
Well, first off, Logan, let's talk a little bit about you. How old are you? What school do you go to? And how long have you been with 4-H?
I'm 15. I go to Otto High School, and I've been in the 4-H program for 7 years.
Okay. And do you hold an office?
No.
Have you held an office before?
No.
No? Planning to?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're going to run for an office? Do they elect you, or do you choose an office? How do you do that?
You run for an office, and then they vote for it. Okay. I have plans of running for vice president next year.
All right, very good. And how about you, Miss Caroline? How old are you and what school do you go to?
I'm 17 years old and I go to Ottawa High School.
Okay. And you're with Rambling Ranchers. How long have you been with the 4-H program?
I joined when I was 7 years old, which is the earliest you can join.
Wow. So you've been with them for 10 years now?
Yes.
Do you hold an office now?
Not really. I'm the parliamentarian, but that's not an actual office.
Okay. Have you held an office before?
I was a president for 2 years. I was also served as vice president and secretary.
Excellent. When you get done being the parliamentarian, do you plan on running for another office?
Probably not. I'm about ready to age out when I'm 18, so I will probably either just hold parliamentarian or just pass it along to the next retiring president.
Aging out, you're going to go on. I mean, you've learned a lot from 4-H, I'm sure. What are your plans after 4-H and your graduation?
I plan on attending Kansas State University, and, you know, I'm tossing around majors right now, but I'm definitely going to do something in the agriculture pathway, and I'm just haven't determined what that's going to be yet.
Okay, and how has 4-H contributed to those decisions?
Well, 4-H is really where I started to first learn how much I really loved agriculture and learning about it and advocating for it, and so I want to continue to do that throughout my life.
Well, Logan, you're Mr. 4-H.
Yes.
For here in Franklin County. What are your duties?
Help out in the show ring and just help out around the fairgrounds and in 4-H in general.
Okay. Now, when you say help out, what's that mean?
We're in the show ring helping with push animals and just help handing out ribbons.
Okay. Are you part of judging or anything like that as well?
No.
Not really? Okay. And how about you, Caroline?
I'll just do the same thing as him. I help him with that and just keeping the show moving along, whatever we can do, if that's decide, like help tell the kids where to go or how to stand or just giving them their ribbon placings.
All right. General organization and that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Okay. One last question for both of you. I'd like to start with you, Logan. If I were considering joining 4-H or anyone actually, what would you tell them would be the benefits of being in 4-H?
I've really learned public speaking and responsibility in 4-H.
And Carolyn, if they were wanting to say they're sitting on the edge, what would you say would be the best thing about it?
Well, I just really love meeting all kinds of people, and I was able to go on a citizenship Washington focus trip, and that was a good opportunity for me to meet many people from different states and really get to connect with them.
Okay. Now, there is one thing I had forgot to ask you about. What are the projects you're bringing to the fair?
I'm in the beef project.
Okay, and what's that entail?
All you do is show beef, and you can really learn all about beef, how to produce beef and...
Or no, you're talking on the hoof or you're talking a hamburger?
Hamburger.
And how about you, Carolyn?
Yesterday, I entered foods and nutrition. I entered two different cooking projects, an apple pie and an angel food cake. And then today, I entered four different photography pictures. And then I will also bring in, I think, altogether, we'll have 5 head of cattle.
All right. Now, I understand we're live streaming the livestock show. Is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. and that is on Franklin County Agricultural Society webpage. Well, thank you very much, you two, for coming in and sharing with us. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeSaint Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gal.